But I just want to tell you something, that there's a depth of refreshment in times like this. This is why it's so important for us to worship corporately. In corporate worship, we just learn about just waiting on the Lord and just soaking, really, just soaking in His presence. You know, when I was sitting there a few minutes ago, there's been a strong word in my life for about 5 years. The word is confluence. That confluence is about the flow, different flows coming together. And I was reminded of a river where we lived in Canada for 10 years, and a very big, strong, broad river. But periodically, as the ocean tides would rise, the ocean tides would move up to 20 miles up that river. And so you had salt water and you had fresh water intermixing together, and it drew different types of sea creatures that actually over time became adaptable in both environments. I mean, 800-pound sturgeon, these huge fish would be there, ocean fish, 800 feet deep in river waters, because they came used to this flow, this confluence of different streams coming together. God is calling us to be comfortable in multiple environments, that you could go in a Catholic church, and where there might be an initial judgment of some sort, you will move into that place and feel the presence of God. You will go into mainline churches. You will feel the presence of God. This is so important for revival that's coming to this region. You will even go into churches you may not agree with, and you will feel the presence of God. Why? Because you become adaptable. You've allowed confluence into your life and the flow of the Spirit of God and the taste of different atmospheres. And you're about to swim in rivers you didn't swim in before and dream and breathe air you've not breathed before. But it is going to be a delightful thing, particularly for fishermen. And the harvest is going to have all kinds of fish coming in. A great flow and a great harvest. And we thank you, Lord, for that right now in this moment, Lord, as we learn to become valiant worshipers. And we learn to become monks all in the same day. That we can hide under ourselves and receive the strength of the Lord even now in this place. In the name of Jesus. Bethany, I felt you may have something to either speak or sing over this group. Everybody just kind of stay where you are right now in this moment. But I feel there's some prophetic release corporately. And then we're going to move into some different things over the next while. But just kind of stay in this moment right now and drink from this spring of the Lord and this well of the Lord that is here, that the worship band has kind of plowed away and opened a way for it.
This is a rest like I've never known. This is a place I can call home. An act of rest, yes. Choosing to be with you. A rest I've never known, a place to call home, where you can speak to me. Never seen. So I choose to stay here with you. I choose to take off my shoes and stay a while. I'll stay a while as long as. Thank you. choose to rest. Choose to rest. Let go of your worries. Let go of your cares. Stay here.
I just feel we've entered into a, like the living room of the Lord, you know. And I feel this is the moment the Lord has created that, I mean, for some of you, it may literally mean you need to take off your shoes as like a symbolic gesture of, I'm here to wait, I'm here to stay, I'm feeling comfortable, I'm in family, or your coat or whatever. And in this atmosphere, I feel the Lord wants to do some things in ministering to some people. But keep this overarching understanding. This is an invitation for each one of us into rest, a supernatural rest, a Sabbath rest, one that will charge your spirit unlike anything else you've experienced in your life, because the Lord is ministering to you. And so as we just wait in the presence of the Lord, I've got a few We want to pray for some people while we're waiting. Is that okay? I mean, God loves to, he can do two things at once. He can give you rest, and he can be dynamically healing people. And there's some stuff here that just needs to be touched. I'm gonna list a few of them. I was getting like diabetes specifically, pancreas issues. The Lord's going to deal with here in just a few minutes, and we'll pray for you. I'll list off a few things, and then we'll have all those stand that this apply to, and we'll get prayer for those people out of a place of rest. And who knows what we might see here. So those with diabetes and pancreatitis, there's some issues with there. Also, there's some issues with the, somebody with for lack of a better word, like a burning in the spine, and it kind of moves up. It feels like it moves up and down the spine. I don't know what you call that, but I feel there's some people suffering with that right now. There's also some arthritic stuff, and that may apply to a lot of people in different parts of the body. We'll pray for everybody, but I was really feeling this was arthritic that was becoming more than a distraction. It was a hindrance for something that you're gifted in. So that could be in your hands, it could be in your knees, I don't know, but it's specifically hindering you from your gift that God has given you. And so just wait on that for a moment. Louis, you have some other things, or Tina, any other things that's come to your mind? Joel, you've got something on the healing front? Some confirmation on that. Well, let's start off with that group. Anyone with diabetes, pancreatitis, arthritis that hinders your gifting, just stand up around the room right now. If that is you, we want to pray for you. Those that are in that category around the room. You know, I feel something too. It's actually issues that I've suffered with in my own life. We're going to pray for you in just a minute. But intestinal issues, Crohn's, colitis, IBS. There's, you know, that's a lot of that can be created by tension. And by the way, this is not a negative toward individuals, because I get this too. This is about outside interference that creates stress levels that produces difficulty in the digestive tract and even ulcers, those kinds of things. So anyone that's in that category, we need you healthy. And so I want to pray for you right now. If that's you, just stand up around the room with these that stood up all around the room. Crohn's, IBS, what were the other things I mentioned? The spinal thing, the burning in the spine. Is that somebody here? That kind of, almost feels like it moves up and down your spine. Just stand up if that's you. Who is that? Is anyone here? Wave your hand at me so I can see where you are. I felt that was like one person. The others I felt were groupings. Nobody here? I don't want to miss that one. Okay, now what we can do, those that are nearby that are believers that Jesus heals people, and if you're not, then just observe. But if you're like you have faith in your heart saying, you know, I think God wants to heal some people today, please go over to some of these that are standing and lay gentle hands. We don't want to mob them, but we just lay gentle hands on them, preferably on a shoulder or on a hand. And here's the deal. I'm not going to lead in prayer. I want you to pray. I want you to pray. And anyone who stood up for healing that does not have someone laying a gentle hand on you, wave to me so we can get someone to you. Is everyone covered? I don't want to miss anyone. This is really a Bill Johnson model that we've used for a while. If you're not familiar with it, it's Christian intensive. It's not leader intensive. So just ordinary folks like you and I can just pray. Now remember, we're going to speak over this because actually a lot of the times that Jesus produced healing, it wasn't through prayer. He actually spoke things, or he addressed things, or he touched somebody, or he lifted something. There was an action that took place. So you don't have to pray long, elaborate prayers. That would count me out right away. You know, just simple stuff. Just things like, be healed in Jesus' name. That works. Strength in Jesus' name. Those that are around these individuals, as the Lord gets something into your heart and into your mind, just speak it over them right now. We'll take a little season of 2 or 3 minutes of that. Just release words. Be healed. Speak to certain things as if it's a person and say, stress, get out of them in the name of Jesus. Infirmity, get out of them in the name of Jesus. Sometimes affirming words help too, like the Lord loves you. God is for you. He's not against you. Those are healing words. The Lord is your healer. He's your balm of Gilead. He's your strength. Just speak things over. Okay, while we're praying for those people, we just got another word, a credible word about deafness or loss of hearing. Anyone here in that category, deafness or loss of hearing, ask you if you could come up to the front here. Deafness or loss of hearing. And Roy's going to pray for you. He's got some, Lord's really used him in that capacity to see healing in that area. So Roy, feel free to just, we've got 3 or 4 here. 2 or 3. Anyone else, feel free to come up here if you need that. We'll pray for you. We just speak to that in the name of Jesus. Okay, now we've soaked some people with some prayer here. Here's what I'd ask you to do. Those that have had physical problems, some of it is not maybe right now where you're feeling this or sensing it, particularly with digestive situations, but you may have a tightness or whatever. Just see, are you feeling different? Those with arthritic stuff, maybe if it's your hands, move your hands and just check it out. Say, some of you may be used to a different model where it was intense prayer for long periods of time, and that's not a bad thing. But the Lord is really moving very quickly sometimes in these situations. So if you're feeling it, or the spinal thing, just kind of move around. Sometimes healing is in the action of confirmation. It really is. Rise, take up your bed, and walk. And so there's something about saying, you know what, I'm going to test this out. So don't do anything to harm yourself, but just gently turn or whatever it is. Walk around a little bit. Test this thing. And Lord, let healing flow right now in our action. In the name of Jesus. Especially those with loss of hearing, deafness, we just speak right now. In the name of Jesus. Yeah, Joel's getting a word too about locking knees. You know, that snapping or that locking of the knee. Anyone here have that? If that's you, the locking knee thing, come right here in front of me. And Joel's going to pray for you here in a minute. Anyone with that clicking, popping, locking thing that goes on in people's knees, terrible thing, just come stand right here. Joel, if you can come over here, minister to this group. We just say more. And by the way, the locking knee people too, after Joel speaks over you, well, my knee just popped myself. You just feel free to move those joints. I mean, God is here right now. There's some neat things going on. Also, I'm getting something. I wasn't going to pray about these things, but now the floodgates have opened, and there's depression that has been lurking. And some people have been under it, but some of you feel it like it's at the door. Depression, discouragement. I mean, sometimes thoughts come into your mind like I've had it. I can't take any more. That sense of temptation to yield to depression, that's what it is. The Spirit of God's here to touch some people right now. If that's you, just come right over here to my right, your left, in this area. If that's been, is that you? Yeah, if you could be representative right here. Okay. Oh, you were the spine person. How you doing? Was there pain before? Okay. And it's not there now? And there's no pain there now. Let's thank the Lord for that. Really. Whoa. Yeah, those who are being harassed with depression right here in this area, and a few of my team members, maybe if you can come help in this area and just speak the goodness of God. Really, this doesn't have to be rocket science. It's just declaring simple things. Allow the Holy Spirit to do what He does. There's some release. In fact, some of you in this depression area, it's as if you've had sunglasses on and they're being removed. You're going to see things differently. Color is going to become brighter. It's going to affect what you see. And so, Lord, just like a veil, we see it taken off right now. I rebuke the enemy, really, in the name of Jesus. By the very love of heaven, I rebuke the enemy right now over these folks. Look at all of them. We rebuke the enemy. These are joyful people that are released into the joy of the Lord in the name of Jesus. That's right. Bethany, sing over them. Just come over that category. We bless them in the name of Jesus. This is good. Let's just, the rest of you, just enter into that rest. Just enjoy the presence of God. As if you're sipping on a cup of coffee. It's just a slow enjoyment of the goodness of God. Whew. Is it hurting? Okay, we have rotator cuff surgery, lots of pain, difficult. She came in with pain. There's no pain right now. It's feeling better. We thank the Lord for that. Ooh. Actually, you know, when someone gets healed like this, your other arm is... Both of them were hurting, and her knees. And they're feeling better now. Feeling better now. Anyone else with rotator cuff stuff right there? This is an opportunity for you to kind of say amen and take that. So come right up here by the rotator cuff lady. And we're going to, we're just going to believe for an enlarging of the circle here, right? All of you right here, right here. You know, just lay hands on her and just say, Lord, I receive of her healing. In the name of Jesus, just thank you, Lord. Now just soak in that for a few minutes and allow the surgeon to do his thing. In the name of Jesus. Oh, yeah. I'm telling you, there's stuff popping up all over the place up here. And over here in these that have been harassed with depression, there's a fresh joy that's going to come upon you. I understand depression. It's been my enemy for many years. We just break it off right now in the name of Jesus. We walk in the goodness of the Lord right now. Bring the dream back. Bring the dream back. Bring the dream back on these people in the name of Jesus right now. Hope. We got a lady who has like a numbness in her face and down her left side. We just speak into that right now in the name of Jesus. She's been to the doctor. They don't know what it is. But right now we speak to that in the name of Jesus. We rebuke the attack of any palsy or anything. We just speak right now in the name of Jesus, right down that left side, the fire of God. You are called as a fire carrier. We speak right now into your innermost being. Feeling, strength. Thank you. Hallelujah. Yeah, Joel, come over here a minute. Stuff's happening. This lady and her son both had knee pain when they came up. Knee pain is gone. Which thank the Lord for that. Whoa. Nice, nice. Someone who couldn't hear now hears right back here in the middle. Yeah. That's it. It's almost a little scary, isn't it? It's like, whoa, God's here. Where is he now? He's moving all around the room, touching people. You never know. He might bump into you. Lord, we just pray. I mean, I know everyone here has various ailments, the things they wrestle with just because we're on this side of heaven. And we just speak across this room a strengthening of physical bodies in the name of Jesus. A girding up of minds for the Lord. Clarity coming into minds, especially mine, Lord. Clarity coming into minds. Focus, destiny, purpose. We speak it over you right now in the name of the Lord. Just keep waiting. We say more. Holy Spirit, your angelic host, as you move through this room, healing angels that are troubling waters right now, we step into those waters in the name of Jesus. Those waters are Jesus. We step into healing. We step into healing right now in the name of Jesus. Whoa. I really feel, again, for this group that's harassed with depression. I mean, when I say there's joy coming, it's like laughter stuff. It's going to hit you throughout this day. You're going to have moments where Holy Spirit giggles come on you. We just bless them with that, Lord. A friend, the Bible says cheerful heart does good like medicine. We speak the goodness of God upon them. I pray, Lord, for good reports by the end of this day about children, wayward children, about finances, and about relationships in the name of Jesus, Lord.
Those of you that have been dealing with depression, where there's an absence of hope, there is a There is a lie that has been inserted. It's because you believe a lie. So when you don't have hope or joy, it's because you've lived in a lie. So whatever lie the devil's been telling you, you have to purposely laugh out loud at it. So I don't know what you've been believing, but nobody loves me. That's not true. You see what I'm saying? Nobody cares about me. Devil, you're a liar. So you have to replace the lie with the truth that God loves me so much and he gave his only begotten son. And whoever believes in him, and I'm a believer and not a doubter, so thank you, God. I am loved. Amen? So you got to learn to believe the truth and replace that lie and learn to laugh at the devil. Amen? Come on. You need to do that right now. Don't sit there and believe that lie anymore. Amen.
Michael, do you have any words? Curtis, any healing words?
Yeah. I feel like the Lord's wanting to restore eyesight. I don't know if there's anyone here with macular degeneration, but anyone that is losing their eyesight or your eyesight is gradually getting worse over time, we just want to invite the Lord in and to heal that. Not too long ago, we saw the Lord heal a hole in somebody's eye. They had a hole in their cornea, a black spot that was floating across their vision. A word of knowledge was released, and immediately they were healed. So we want to invite the Lord in to do that. If that's you, if you've got spots in your vision or your eyesight is gradually decreasing, I just want to invite you to come here on the front. We want to pray for you.
Also, there's pain in the lower back. Like, I feel like it's in the muscles. It might even go down into the hips. Like, if things are kind of... like, if you lean a lot going side to side trying to adjust your hips or your back, I feel like there's grace for that as well.
Just, if you can, pray and listen with one ear. Just got a real good word here that I want Tamonica to share, okay?
Amen. As we were praying, please get this. The Lord began to show me what's called a wood frog. I learned about it years ago, as many were coming to the altar. What happens with the wood frog is that he jumps constantly in the wilderness. But as the season changes and the climate changes, as winter approaches, he naturally stops moving so that any predator that looks at him will believe him to be dead. And hear me on this. As the climate changes, as the season changes, the frog takes up the natural course again and begins to jump. He never died, but he looked like he had. And as many were coming, notice that in your season, you looked like the wood frog. You stopped. God is allowing you to stop. But now the climate in this atmosphere is changing. And now he's allowing you to resume where you were supposed to be. So don't stop, no matter what it looks like. The climate has changed. Don't go back, because you were taken down for but a moment. But now, God, and you are like the wood frog. It is your season and your climate. Don't miss the season. Thank you,
Pastor. Hallelujah. We want to move into a prophetic impartation time, and I think you guys have done this as well. So what we like to do is we like to bring some chairs. Tom, would you mind the ushers to give me some chairs and line them across the front here? Maybe about 10 chairs or so. And if you want ministry from the Lord, we're going to have you come and sit in the chairs, and we're gonna dispatch about teams of two prophetic people to just minister to you. Now, interestingly, the Lord has themed this conference into rest, and I like that. And the chair speaks of that, to come and sit in the presence of the Lord and just wait on Him and let God speak into your spirit, speak into your present and your future. So I also felt this as we were praying, that the woman with the issue of blood took great risk to touch Jesus. And many of you have taken great risk. You've kind of stepped out to touch the hem of his garment. And later in the Bible, after that occurrence, it tells us that the sick in various cities were laid out in the pathway of Jesus' approach, that they might touch the hem of his garment. Now, what that tells me is the woman created a template of releasing virtue. You understand? So they saw her get healed, and they said, you know what? That's what I need to do. I need to get as close to him as she did, because virtue went into her, virtue will come into me. Those of us who have been waiting in the Lord this last night and today, and just in his presence, you've touched the hem of his garment. And I want to encourage all the prophetic people. And there are some that are just new in releasing prophetic. In other words, you see, you hear, you've got pictures, landscapes, words that God gives you. I want you to realize that your intimacy in touching him is what's creating a template for others to find their way, okay? So you and I have need and purpose to touch him, because in our touch, in our intimacy with him, we now create an avenue for others to do the very same thing. I'm telling you, tonight is going to be absolutely explosive. But right now, if you'd like ministry, I want you just to come and sit in one of these chairs. And you can do that now, and ushers will help you up the steps. And the reason why I'm bringing it up here is because I want it set apart, and you symbolically saying, you know what, I'm ascending into that place of intimacy with God. And so you'll just come and sit, and then prophetic teams from Bethel and North Coast here, I'd like for you to operate with two at a time, if you wouldn't mind. And if you are used to working with someone, get that team member. But if not, you can flow with anybody. And then every person who's sitting in a chair, just wait, and then the teams will come. So teams, would you kindly go to each one and just begin to minister as the Lord speaks to you concerning them. Then if you're wanting ministry and you see one of the chairs open, then you just come up and have a seat there, okay? And we'll just keep allowing the Holy Spirit to minister so long as there's a need. And there's a couple of chairs on the end down there. All right, do we have everyone with a team? Okay, very good. Very good, okay. Leon, would you mind just releasing a song to the Lord? And we'll just, okay, very good.
Awesome. Do we have enough? Yes. I'm looking now to see. We need two more prophetic people on the end. And I think we've got enough right there. Do you need more? All right. Is there other people waiting to be prayed for? Are you waiting to be prayed for? Okay, let's do this. He's bringing a chair. Bill, would you bring a chair right here on the floor? And we need two more prophetic people here. There's another two that can help us right here. Awesome. And I think we've got everybody else covered,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, what I'd like for us to do in this atmosphere, those of us that remain, is to really press into the presence of God right now. And let's just keep this atmosphere of the presence of the Lord real present with us, okay? So you may just want to posture yourself, close your eyes, and just worship Him. Lift up your heart to Him. And we thank You, Lord, that You're releasing eternal words into the hearts of Your children, Father. Thank You.
Hey, yeah, God. There's a river. Take me to the deep, God, where my mind can go. Take me to the deep, God, where You're in control. Take me to the deep, 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 deep waters, God. Beyond my understanding, take me to the deep, 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 deep waters. Can stand. Take me to the deep, 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 deep waters, God. Where I can't stand. Take me to the deep, deep, deep waters, God.
Oh, your hope, oh, your hope. Borders, and me walk upon the water.
saints of my Savior. Yeah. In the presence of my Savior. I'm in the presence of my Savior. Yeah. In the presence of my Savior.
Another prophetic team down here. Sir, you want to have a seat there? There's another prophetic team. We have a gentleman right here.
Keep my eyes above the waves. When oceans rise, my soul will rest in your embrace. For I am yours.
Here with you, here in the deep. Well, I'm crying out here with you, here in the deep. Well, I'm crying out here with you, here in the deep. I'm crying out here with you, here in the deep. Well, I'm crying out here with you, here in the deep. I'm not afraid. But I'm crying out here with you, here in the deep. Well, I'm crying out here with you, here in the cloud, but I'm not afraid because you're with me.
There's anyone else waiting for ministry? Would you come now? And you can right here in the front, a couple chairs. If you're waiting for ministry.
I'm not afraid. You're here with me. I'm fine here in the deep. I feel the wind, I'm not afraid, 'cause you're here out here with me. I feel your grace, I feel your grace out here with me, here in the deep. Deeper waters grow. Deeper waters grow. Deeper waters flow. Deeper waters. Deeper waters flow out here, deeper waters flow out here, deeper waters flow out here, deeper waters. I won't let you go. Rest. I exhale grace. I breathe you in, I breathe you in, and I exhale grace. I breathe you in, I breathe you in, and I exhale grace. I breathe you in, I breathe you in, and I exhale grace.
Draw me, if I be.
I'm breathing.
on singing holy, singing holy. All around the throne, all around the throne, singing holy, singing holy. We are all around the throne, all around the throne, singing holy, singing holy. We are all around the throne, all around the throne, singing holy, singing holy. We are all around the throne, all around the throne, singing holy, singing holy. We are all around the throne, all around the throne, singing holy, holy. We are all around the throne, all around the throne, singing holy, we're singing holy.